This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Sunday, December 6, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Daily Freeman reports that Greene County Highway Department received $260,000 and the Ontario Club in Tannersville was awarded $236,366 from the Catskill Watershed Corporation's Board of Directors Stormwater Retrofit Program. In Tannersville, the money will address stormwater runoff in an area that includes 60 homes and 4 miles of roads along County Route 23C in the Schoharie Reservoir Basin. The Greene County Highway Department will use the money to buy a new street sweeper and vacuum truck to clean streets and roads and maintain culverts, inlets, and other stormwater infrastructure on mountaintop towns. The village of Margaretville in Delaware County also got $99,000 to develop plans to treat runoff that carries pollutants and sediment into the Binnakill Stream and the East Branch of the Delaware River. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Philip Grant has these two other stories.
Patricia Doxey in the Daily Freeman reports that while Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum may want to enlist 10,000 Ulster County gun owners, others in Ulster County aren't so comfortable about asking all citizens to bring their guns when going out in case they need to help the police. That was the message Van Blarkum posted on the Ulster County Sheriff's Office Facebook on December the 3rd. In quotes, "In light of recent events that have occurred in the United States and around the world, I want to encourage citizens of Ulster County who are licensed to carry a firearm to please do so," end quote. The post was shared by 12,000 people and was mentioned in the national news broadcast. A petition was posted on the website of change.org by Tim Hunter of Gardiner with the heading, and I quote, "Ulster County Sheriff Van Blarkum, change your mind or change your job," end quote. County legislator Ken Wishnick wrote online to Van Blarkum, and I quote, "I believe that encouraging all license holders to carry their weapons at all times is both misguided and scary," unquote. Ulster County District Attorney Holly Conright also posted a message online, writing, and I quote, "Though I fully support our right to bear arms and to defend ourselves, I am not convinced more guns in the hands of untrained or unskilled civilians is the answer, nor do I believe does the sheriff," end quote. The prosecutor further wrote, and I quote, "I discourage anyone from misreading the sheriff's comments," end quote. Ulster County Executive Michael Hine and Kingston Police Chief Egidio Tenti did not call the paper back with a comment. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Dick Nelson in the Register Star reports that deer hunting season in New York is half over and early statistics show a smaller kill this year. Department of Environmental Conservation spokesman Lori Cerverino said, and I quote, "From the start of regular gun season through the second weekend, the reported take of female deer is down 3% and reported take of male deer is down 11% this year compared to 2014, end quote. Nelson says he's heard anecdotal evidence of fewer shots being fired in local woods. The season ends on December 13th, and a full report from the DEC won't be available until later. You can read that full story in the Register Star.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Sunday, with a high near 56 and a low around 32. Monday should be sunny also, with a high near 46 and a low around 29. Tuesday should be partly sunny, with a high near 39. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, hands-on radio for Greene, Columbia, Albany, Rensselaer, Dutchess, Ulster, Delaware, Schoharie counties, and Western Massachusetts.